For instance, in the Tristan romance, that's the crucial romance.
Tristan and Isolde?
Yes. Isolde was engaged to marry King Mark. They had never seen each other. And Tristan is sent over to fetch Isolde to Mark. And Isolde's mother prepares a love potion so that the two who are to be married will have real love for each other. And these two youngsters, they think the love potion is wine, and they drink it, and then they're overtaken with this love. But Brangaine, the nurse of Isolde, realized what had happened. She went to Tristan and said, "You have drunk your death." And Tristan said, "If by my death you mean this agony of love, that is my life. If by my death you mean the punishment that we are to suffer, if discovered, which is namely execution, I accept that. But if by my death you mean eternal punishment in the fires of hell, in which these people believed, I accept that too."
That was quite...
That's big stuff.
For a medieval Catholic, because they believed in a literal hell.
Well, these people did.
Yes. So what's the significance of what he was saying?
What he was saying is that this love is bigger even than death, than pain, than anything. This is the affirmation of the pain of life in a big way.
And I would choose this pain for love now, even though it might mean everlasting pain and damnation in hell.
That's right.
And that was a marked change in how people...
Well, that is an... any life career that you choose in following your bliss should be chosen with that sense. Nobody can frighten me off from this thing.
This is sort of the beginning of the romantic idea of the Western individual taking matters into his or her own hand.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can see there are examples in Oriental stories of this kind of thing, but it did not become a social system. It has now become the ideal, at any rate, of love in the Western world.
Love from one's own experience.
You're right. It's a very mysterious thing, that electric thing that happens. And then the agony that can follow, which is that which the troubadours celebrate, you know, the agony of the love, the sickness that the doctors cannot cure, the wound that can be healed only by the weapon that delivered the wound.
Meaning?
Well, the wound is the wound of my passion and agony of love for this creature. And the only one who can heal me is the one who delivered the blow, you know?
So we often hurt most the person we love and heal the hurt by the love that hurt.
That's something like that. That's the paradox of the job.